Desi, noun, a person of Indian, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, Nepali, or Sri Lankan origin who lives abroad.
American Desi. Well, that's what we hope to discover here.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another episode of our show. I'm Arjun.
And I'm Akash.
Part of our culture is very much a respect for elders. There's a lot of wisdom that we value that they have. Oftentimes, we are told what to do by them, and we do that. And so it was really important for me and Akash to find one of our elders to speak with. And so I'm so grateful today to introduce you all to Maisharath Nani. As you guys know, Nani means maternal grandmother. Now, she's not technically my maternal grandmother. She's my maternal grandmother's very close friend. They lived across the street from each other in Kanpur in Uttar Pradesh in India. But she is like my Nani. So, Sharad Nani, welcome to our show.
Okay. nice of you to call me.
Thank you for joining us. We're going to dive right in and just ask you, where are you from in
I'm
India?
I'm from Kanpur.
Born and raised?
No, I was not born in Kanpur. I was born in a smaller city known as Bijnor.
Okay. And was that also still in Uttar Pradesh?
It's close to Kanpur? Is it close to Kanpur?
I think it is closer to Haridwar.
Okay.
And so what took you to Kanpur? How soon did you move to Kanpur?
As far as I was told that I shifted to Kanpur at the age of 3 when my father retired. And he built his own bungalow in Swarup Nagar, Kanpur. And since then, I am in Kanpur, stuck to Kanpur.
Now, before we started the episode, we were just chatting. And you were talking about what Kanpur used to be. And to what it is now. Can you talk a little bit about when you were growing up, what was Kanpur like?
Kanpur was...
Can we give a context of when were you born?
1933.
Wow.
Now you can say that I was born 4th April 1933. And it means that my birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Nani. Yes.
Thank you.
Are Babri. That's beautiful. How did you spend your birthday?
Yesterday, I waiting for you. the truth?
Of whatever you want to tell us, of course.
My tooth was extracted. I was in lots of pain.
Oh. Well, we're going to do our best to bring as much joy for this day as possible. 4th of April, 1933, and so you moved to Kanpur around 1936.
Yeah.
So you've seen it change. I mean, that's almost 80 years.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about what was Kanpur like when you were growing up?
When I was growing on, Kanpur was a very rich city, and it was in first 4 or 5 cities of India. Yes, we were much ahead of Delhi.
Wow.
Yes, Bangalore wasn't there. It was it was there, but as a town of retired people.
Acha.
Now
it's like the Florida. It was like the Florida of India.
So, you know, now the Kanpur has we had big factories.
Okay.
Lal Imli, which is the oldest, producing woolens, is still producing woolens for the military, not for the general public. So in our time, it was for the general public. Yeah.
So it was a big fabric. Fabric was textiles and that kind of stuff.
I'll tell you. Then we had Elgin Mill. We had Muir Mill. We had many mills which were producing cotton. It was known as Manchester of the East. Manchester, you know, is in England.
Yeah.
Is a big city producing clothes. We were Manchester's of East.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And even now, if you go to Kanpur, you will find the remnants of those factories. Lalimli is almost closed. Elgin is closed. In front of it, you will find many people fasting to get it reopened. Wow. Government promises it, but it never gets opened. Then there was a factory known as Brushware, which used to produce very good brushes, from toothbrush to the cleaning brushes. And it was the headquarter of Kanpur Electricity also. It used to produce electricity for Kanpur city. Mm-hmm. Then we had that JK mill, many they had. Then we have Ramratan's mill. We had Japuria's mill. We had many, many mills.
So it was a very...
It was a roaring city.
Yeah. Hmm.
But...
was there a lot of... We often associate a lot of wealth, like material wealth, with a lot of cultural wealth. Was there a lot of art happening at that time in Kanpur?
As far as I know, I remember rather, there was much talk of the material wealth. You know, culture was there, but we had only one hall known as KEM Hall in Phoolbagh, which was a very big garden at those times. Now it has gone smaller because the population has increased a lot. Then in that, we used to have many cultural functions.
Achcha.
Then that was the center of cultural functions. Then we had on the way to it, in mid-city was a BNSD school. It had a big hall. So sometime people used to borrow that hall or rent the hall, I don't know what. And we had some cultural functions there too. And in Phoolbagh, we had all sorts of meeting. And I know there is a big people tree at the gate of Phoolbagh, which had the, under that tree was a big platform where all the freedom fighters used to come and sit.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And in Phoolbagh itself is a big banyan tree where many Indians were hanged during British times in open air.
Now, why were they being hanged for?
They were the freedom fighters.
They were the freedom fighters.
Yes, they wanted to kill. And then there is a memorial garden, which is now known as Company Bagh. In the modern time, it is known as Company Bagh. In our times, it was known as Memorial Garden. It was constructed in memory of the Gadar. When the massacre, English people massacred many Indians. Mm. Indians took the revenge by putting ladies and kids, I'm sorry to say, in that there was a big well. And in British times, we were not allowed to go there. We had to take permit. Now it is open, but the well is closed. And this history has not been written there. Then we had river Ganga, Ganges, as you know in English. And it was full of water. Hmm. And, you know, in Kanpur, I don't remember Maybe in clubs there were swimming pools. But every other Kanpur person, man, woman or child, used to go to River Ganges and we learned our swimming that.
So Nani, can we go back?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you something. You were born in 1933. Mm. So you saw the revolution happen. What do you remember from that?
You know, my dear, I don't remember much. I was a girl.
Yeah, obviously.
And, you know, we were not allowed to take name of Bhagat Singh.
Mm.
Yes. We couldn't put his photograph in the houses because we were living under the rule of British. Mm. So they were not allowing us all this. We were not allowed to sing any song which used to praise India or Indian people.
Wow.
But in those times, Jhanda Uncha Rahe Hamara was written in Kanpur.
Hmm.
So,
well, what would happen if you did do that?
You know, I was a kid, I wouldn't be arrested.
Right, but other if you were an adult, you would be arrested?
It was adult, you will be arrested.
Achha.
You know, my elder brother, who's just 3 years my senior, he used to have Bhagat Singh photo.
Wow.
And he used to say, if English people enter my room, they are going to jail me.
You know. Now, was Kanpur like a hub for a lot of freedom fighting? Was it happening a lot?
Yep. DAV college hostel was the hub of all the independent fighting people. Even Atal Bihari Vajpayee stayed there. Studied there in Kanpur.
Huh.
Wow.
He was a student of Kanpur. He was later on. But Bhagat Singh, Chandrasekhar Azad, you name all the revolutionaries, they used to come to Kanpur under disguise and live there as a student in the DAV college hostel. Or VSSD College Hostel. They were two very old, they are two old colleges. Christchurch was a Christian school, so there was no question of having revolutionaries in there because that is a British school. But these colleges were Indian schools.
Were you ever angry with the British? I know you were young. I know you were young at this time, but was your family angry? Did you feel that there was a lot of anger?
My brother was arrested many times.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he was a freedom fighter. And, you know, my father expired very early. This brother of mine was arrested, but I was brought up by him, me and my elder brother. We were brought up by him, and whenever he was jailed, any elder brother or sister will come to Kanpur. They will not touch my brother. He was a boy. He used to study there, but they will quickly pick me up because I was a girl. I was not left alone.
Mm.
My education suffered a lot.
Really?
Because of that. Yeah. So that is.
But I know you became a professor. So,
that was just a chance. I never wanted to be a teacher.
Really?
Really. I always said I can't teach the dunce headed. I wanted to be, number one, air hostess.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Tell us why. Was there...
You know, then... the flight have started new, and this there was a demand for air hostess when I was studying in BA, and the demand was that you should be reasonably smart,
right?
Not smart enough, reasonably smart,
right?
If you were able to speak English, and you were high school, and I was doing my BA. I was very highly qualified. That is what I thought. I could speak English. and I was studying BA. So I was fully qualified to be, but my brother had gone to Russia, his rather European tour. When he came back, he was sitting in the house. I gave him my application because I was not of the right age, so they could, he could forward it, he could see, sign it
right.
as a guardian.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said no.
Mm.
Girls of good families don't become career hostess.
Now, I know you said you were young, so you don't remember much, but do you remember any major difference between before the revolution and after the revolution?
I can tell you the difference between the independent India and non-independent
exactly,
India.
Please.
I was born and brought up in slave country. I was born a slave because Britishers were ruling us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were not allowed to go alone anywhere. Girls were not allowed to go.
Mm.
We have either the brother, father, or any elder of the house. If I wanted to go from Sarup Nagar to Tilak Nagar, small distance, someone will go with me. No one was allowed. As a matter of fact, girls in Kanpur became more independent after the partition.
Hmm.
When Punjabi girls came to Kanpur, they had more freedom than the local girls. Naturally, we also had freedom.
Right.
Yeah. That is how we got freedom. And one more thing I can say what I wanted to be. I wanted to be an IS. I thought I can.
What is IS?
Indian Administrative Services.
Mm.
So in those times, there was a restriction that the married girl will have to resign from the job if any girl becomes IS, she can't marry.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the initial rule. Then again, I went to my brother. The fee was 80 rupees. That was quite a big sum. I said, Bhai Sahab, I want 80 rupees and want the form used to come, so there was no question of any signature from him.
Uh-huh.
He said, why? Bhai Sahab, I want to apply for IAS and give the examination. First, give me in writing that you will never marry.
Wow.
Because after you marry, you will have to resign. So you better resign now. So that's the thing.
But you never, I want to go back to this. Did you feel anger towards Britain?
Hmm?
Did you feel anger towards Britain?
Yeah, for the simple reason, you are young, you have not been to perhaps so much of Kanpur, and there was a big road known as Mall Road.
Ah, Mall Road, I know.
You know?
Ah.
On the Mall Road was written, Indians and dogs not allowed.
Mm.
You can imagine what a Indian would feel.
Mm.
We were being compared to dogs.
Mm.
We were very small. And when I was in class 8, we became independent.
Mm.
So that first thing, perhaps that signboard went.
I hope so.
Yes, but you know, I still remember it. That signboard was there, saying Indians dogs not allowed.
Mm. Before we started, you were talking about what Kanpur used to be versus what Kanpur is now. Can you tell the people?
Yes,
listening?
I was telling you that Kanpur had lots of mills.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had lots of money.
Right.
Kanpur municipality
mm-hmm.
was the richest university, richest municipality right. in India. And the cleanliness was marvelous.
And now what's happened?
You know, in my younger days, when the roads were swept twice a day, the water was sprinkled and by a truck. Behind that, sweepers used to bring their
jharu is brooms, broom.
And clean the road.
Yeah.
And it was so clean. The side lanes, side drains was cleaned every day. Not even a dust was found on the drain. And now Kanpur has gone, turned into a trash can.
Why do you think that happened? And do you think it happened in other cities in India, or is it just Kanpur?
I don't know about other cities. I know about Kanpur because I was seeing it with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. They were, perhaps this was the political feeling on the part of the government. Mm-hmm. They somehow, slowly, one after another, even Flex, which was the best producer of the leather shoes, leather goods, was closed. The Lalimli was closed. Almost closed now. Elgin was closed. You name the big mills.
Was that an economic thing or was that a government thing?
I don't think it was economic. It was purposely done to kill Kanpur. You know, at the same time, they developed Ghaziabad. They developed Noida.
Mm.
You compare Noida to Kanpur now. You see Noida. It is so neat, clean, everything.
Yeah.
That was Kanpur once upon a time.
So it was. You think it's about, because Noida is very close. It's a, for our listeners that don't know, it's a suburb. It's essentially a suburb of Delhi. It's 30 minutes outside of Delhi, and it's a lot of people commute from Delhi to Noida. You think that there was a conscious effort to make Delhi more centralized, more powerful, make it more of the national
they
capital?
They have taken away the power from Kanpur.
Hmm.
The reason Kanpur developed was because it was the central place. It was, you know, every industry develops only if water is there. Hmm. We had a big river, Ganges. Right. The water used to flow. We slowly, that is why the city developed.
Yeah.
And that thing didn't go. River is still there, but the factories have gone.
I want to ask
you. Yeah, the saddle factory, arms factory, which makes still makes arms for military, is there. Arms factory, if you go to Panki, arms factory is on the left. It's a big factory. Still, then there was a tent factory which supplies tent to military, is still there.
So the military factories were still existing, but every other factory was closing. That is a little suspicious.
Very. Yes, this was purpose. That is what I think. I don't know, it may be anything. But I felt that they have done it purposely and they have killed Kanpur.
Well, don't worry. No one from the Indian government is listening to our podcast yet. So I think you'll be okay.
They don't arrest me. I don't think they'll come to California to arrest me.
So speaking of California, we are interviewing you here in Cerritos, California. You are here because your son lives here.
Yeah.
Now, you have two sons.
Yes.
When when Gunjan Mama is the son whose house we're in. When he came to the States, how did you feel about him leaving India to come to America?
How everyone there feels. He told me that he's coming here to study. And perhaps his study has not yet finished. You know, he told me that he's not going to settle there.
He told you he wasn't going to?
No. That is, at least that is what I thought.
Right.
That he is not going to settle there. If I always say that all the educated people who have migrated from Kanpur to other places, they are working anywhere, everywhere. That city is developing and their birthplace is going down.
Hmm.
You know, my son used to say, Mummy doesn't have electricity, fan is not working, but mother is a first class citizen. I used to say to him that I'm a first class citizen, not a second class citizen. Then you know, mummy tap is not giving water, but mummy is a first class citizen. I would ask him, so whose fault is it? Hmm. I gave you education because you were my son. And you used to say that government of UP is spending much more than you on me. I always asked him, what have you done for UP? What have you done for the country? You have come here. You are giving what you had to this country.
So you would prefer he lives in India?
Yep. My younger one is in India. And he's very happy. He's working in NDTV as science editor.
Mm-hmm.
And he has written many books. He's a very renowned person. If you go to any science person, they will tell you. Even the other day, when I had gone to the senior citizen in Cerritos, I'm a member there. One gentleman came to me, Sharadji, I have seen Bhai Saab on TV. I said, oh, when that missile was
The moon when India
no,
went.
Not moon.
No.
This is here. I was here when it was 4th or 5th. I've forgotten.
No, that's fine.
So that was defense something which was flown.
Then India?
In India.
I don't know. I actually didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he had seen perhaps the Indian news.
Ah.
So he's very well known.
Well, I want to ask you this. What was the attitude in that time when Gunjan Mama came to America? What was the attitude that Indians felt towards America?
As if you are going to the heaven. I tell you the truth. That was the feeling. Are iska beta to America ja raha. Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine.
So we asked Sharadhanani to speak in English as much as possible, but what she was saying is that, would you like to translate?
I say that everybody would say, you know, look at Sharad. Her son is going to USA. He's very intelligent. Oh, the limit of intelligence was coming to US.
Mm. Now, you've been here several times. How many times would you say you've been?
I don't know. Many times.
Many times.
I'm coming here since 1985.
Is it heaven?
What?
Is America, is it heaven?
Me?
Do you think so?
I can never think anything which is heaven, except Kanpur.
I have to ask about this. You brought up... One thing that we talk about, we explore a lot what it means to be Indian. And one of the things is dharma.
Yes,
dharma. Which I don't, they say it doesn't actually translate to anything in English. But I've heard that it has to do with duty. Our duty to ourselves, to others, to our family. Would you agree that that's a big part of Indian culture?
Dharm.
Huh.
Yes, it is.
And how would you describe dharm?
I just don't know how to describe it.
It's just such a part of the who we are. I know it's hard to just...
Yes. I am what I am because I'm a Hindu.
Right.
Yes. And I know you may not agree, but Christians, Muslims, they also think the same. They are what they are because of their teaching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In dharm.
Wait, what do you mean by in their dharm? Or you're saying in the dharm is universal?
Dharm is universal. And how you do it, how you worship it, how you worship your God, as we do idol puja. Our puja is incomplete if the God and goddesses are not there in any form. And perhaps, I think it gives us more concentration. We look at the faces of our gods, Ram or Krishna or Hanuman. You get more concentrated. Your brain doesn't go this way, that way. You are.
It's a form of meditation.
Yes, it's a form of meditation.
Well, let me ask you, what would you define, how would you... If someone asked you why, how are you Indian? How would you answer that? What makes you Indian? Just that you were born there? Or is there something that you feel like you do that makes you feel Indian outside of religion?
Yeah, it makes me feel Indian.
No, outside of religion.
Not religion. India.
Oh.
I want to be an Indian. You know, if anybody wants me to be American citizens, I will think twice. Though I know America, my son is here, I'm here, and you know, I meet many people, but even no, please send me to India any day and I'll go.
What I think he's asking is, if someone says, tell me what does it mean to be Indian, what would you tell him?
My thought, my matter of fact, if you say, what is religion? To be Indian is my religion. I love my country. And I love my city.
Now, let me ask you this. You have grandchildren that were raised here. You have grandchildren that were raised here. How do you view them? Are they Indian? Are they American? Are they both?
They are both.
They're both.
Yeah. You know, one day my daughter-in-law told her daughter, you are an American. He said, no, I'm an Indian.
That's a good kid.
I can't understand. She's born and brought up here. She doesn't want to be an American. She wants to be Indian.
Do you think there are Indian things that get lost when people are born here that make you... sad, I guess.
You know, if in the house it is told that you are Indian and you have brought up like an Indian culture, it will not be lost. And I have seen one thing in Los Angeles that Hindi speaking people, their kids don't speak Hindi. That is my, really. Gujaratis speak Gujarati, Marathis speak Madrasi, Tamilian will speak Tamilian, and Punjabi will speak Punjabi. But a Hindi-speaking person will be speaking only in English.
Why do you think that is?
I'm unable to understand. You know, one friend of mine, who's in India, who was in America from early 70s, or rather from 70. She likes everything Indian. She speaks Hindi, her husband speaks Hindi, but her boys don't speak Hindi at all.
So do you think that when you look at those boys, do you think there's something lost in their Indianness because they don't speak it?
There is one thing that in India, according to our, you may or may not like to believe me, but according to our caste, we eat food. Yes, Brahmins don't eat meat. They eat only, they generally don't eat onion and garlic. As you have eaten food in my house today, there was no onion, there was no garlic. Did you miss it?
No.
No, you know, so generally, this thing is told to us. That is part of our culture. They ask me why you don't take it. I've never taken it since my childhood. I take it out of compulsion. If there's nothing else, I don't take non-veg. But garlic, I don't like. Onion, I can take, but in a small quantity, not in big.
I want to go back to your grandkids. Did you emphasize for Gunjan Mamba and Smith Andi that they passed on the culture, or did they just do it naturally?
What?
Pass on Indian culture to their kids?
No. I have never said anything.
Never said anything? Never.
I never interfered how they will bring up. That was since very beginning. They have to bring up their kids their own way. I won't interfere.
Does it make you feel good when you heard the daughter say, I am Indian, I am not American?
Naturally. One thing is that my other son, though he had an offer even from USA to come, he refused to come.
That's your favorite son?
No, I can't say. Can you say which eye is favorite to you?
Which eye? Left.
Which eye? Left or right?
Akash can pick a favorite. That's left. What makes him special. I lost my question. I wanted to go. This, I'm going very far back, but just for my own edification, you were talking about the revenge for the massacre, and you in Gadir, is that what it was?
Mm?
In Gadir, was that it? The massacre back in history when you were talking about in British time there was a massacre of Indians in the well.
I have forgotten the year.
You've forgotten the year, but where was it?
In I'm talking of what I told you about Kanpur. That was in Kanpur.
That happened in Kanpur.
Yeah.
Kanpur. That memorial well.
Yeah.
Then there is a massacre ghat. Where. They had killed many Indians. Then they were going to kill. The revolutionaries were going to kill many English. They said, okay, let's, you kill us. Let our kids and ladies go by the river. There was no bridge. They were sitting on a boat. And when they reached the midstream, they were killed.
And this is the ladies and children of the British families.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in revenge, so there was a memorial for that. That's what happened.
And that was all pre-demonial. Huh.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that history.
You know, if you ask your Arvind Mama to take you to Massacre Ghat, he'll take you. Or if I'm in Kanpur, I'll take you.
I'll take you back to Kanpur. You said you wanted to go back to Kanpur. I'll take you back and then you can take me.
Okay. Thank you for that thought.
Well, that's all I've got.
That's it. Thank you so much for doing this, Nani Ji.
How many minutes we have passed?
40, Nani.
Really?
Huh? Do you have any questions for us? Do you have any?
how are you going to, how can I listen to this?
Arjun will come here and he'll play it for you.
Pay for me?
Play it for you. And he will cook for you.
You are going to pay me? I thought, what are you saying?
No, we have no money to pay you now.
I don't want any money.
Pay you in hugs.
We'll pay you in hugs though, Nani.
No, of course. That you can do now. Even now.
Is there anything you want to say? This, hopefully, a lot of people will listen who are interested in Indian culture or Indian Americans. Do you have anything you want to say to them?
I don't know what I have spoken. Was it relevant to anyone or not? So, if I have spoken 40 minutes, I think they will pass 20 minutes and you listen to it.
No, I think it's really fascinating. I think that it's always really important to me to talk with people that have, you know, been there for the history so that we can learn from that and continue to, I don't know, so often we just see history repeat itself and it's nice to try to learn from it so we can move forward. Mm-hmm. Guys, as you know, our conversation part is going to drop in a couple days. So hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook.
Hit us up. Also, rate the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast.
And download 5 stars.
Download the podcast.
Download it. It helps
our
numbers.
Tell people about it. That's it. My name is Akash.
I'm Arjun.
Thank you guys for listening.
We'll catch you in a couple days.
God bless.